This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is waking up at the White House this morning, the president with nothing on his public schedule as he is continuing to be treated for the coronavirus. Dr. Kanta Akman is a pulmonologist who's treated patients who have COVID-19.
I have every confidence in Dr. Conley, and he has the very difficult task of being both the president's advocate in terms of as his patient and also being responsible for the president getting the best possible summation of advice.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi telling House Democratic leaders on a conference call Monday evening that her negotiations with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are going very slowly. Mnuchin and Pelosi set to speak again today regarding a new coronavirus relief bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hurricane Delta keeps getting stronger as it blows through the Caribbean. The storm became a hurricane Monday night and muscled up to a Category 2 extremely dangerous hurricane early Wednesday. Hurricane Delta is on track to hit the Gulf Coast by Friday with the risk of dangerous storm surge, wind, and heavy rain from Louisiana to the western Florida panhandle. An Arkansas police officer has died and another was injured Monday after a shootout in Pine Bluff. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The officer killed is identified as Kevin Collins, a five-year veteran of the force. He was serving in the violent crimes unit. The second officer who was shot, Lieutenant Ralph Isaac, is in stable condition. There were two of three officers involved in an investigation at a motel when shots were exchanged between the officers and at least one suspect. The Arkansas State Police has taken over the investigation. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Going a little bit more in depth on the 2020 election, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spent the majority of Monday in the battleground state of Florida. Biden doing his best in Miami to push for the Hispanic vote.
I'll use sanctions as one of the tools for a comprehensive strategy that includes humanitarian assistance, international pressure, and support for Democratic actors in Venezuela to force the regime to embark on the road to a free and fair election. We also need a new Cuba policy. The administration's approach is not working. Cuba is no closer to freedom and democracy than it was 4 years ago. The fact there's more political prisoners, the secret police are as brutal as ever, and Russia is once again a major presence in Cuba.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida reacts to what the former vice president said.
On the issue of Venezuela, he's basically describing the Trump policy, except Trump's actually done it. So more sanctions, that's what we've done, crippling sanctions. Support for democratic actors. The president of the United States was the first world leader to recognize the interim president Juan Guaido, and then all these other countries followed. International community and support, I don't know, it's up to 50-something countries that now recognize Guaido as a legitimate government.
The Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded to a trio of scientists from the UK, Germany, and United States for discoveries about black holes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what it's all about, and we do it not because it's easy, but as JFK said, we do it because it's hard. How you doing today? Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Lindsey Graham has officially scheduled Judge Amy Coney Barrett's hearing starting October the 12th. They move on. The president is back home at the White House after spending 3 days without fever. Things are very encouraging. And, of course, what is happening now, I guess, everybody's commemorating or starting to commemorate, I survived COVID. So the T-shirts are going to start to be printed up. And speaking of T-shirts, there's a new, what do they call it? The necklace or the collar that is being commemorated for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And Banana Republic has, but they've sold out of this new collar. I got to bring on Professor Paul Kangor, who is with us right now. Paul, a lot going on, but Banana Republic said, but we're going to call it something different. It was the dissident collar that she was gifted in some sort of tchotchke bag in 2012. And Banana Republic had picked up on it, I guess, a couple of years ago, and then decided as a commemorative they were going to do a new collar instead of being the dissident collar. Is going to be the notorious collar now, I guess.
Oh, they absolutely love her, Bill. They really do. I mean, they had room on Mount Rushmore. They'd get rid of all those vicious, nasty, racist slaveholders from that awful period of 1776, and they completely whitewashed the entire mountainside, and they'd put up somebody like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and they would not include quotes like this, like she told the New York Times in July 2009. Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. So that Roe was going to be then set up for Medicaid funding for abortion. So, questions like that, things like that from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, no one even pauses to say, hold on a second, Justice Ginsburg, which populations don't you want to have too many of?
Exactly.
Right? What is that exactly? Mm. Now, these questions don't get asked, and if Donald Trump in last week's debate had said, abortion, I had thought that when Roe v. Wade was set up, it was for populations that we don't want to have too many of. Oh. Everybody would know about it, but RBG said it. No one knows about it, even though she told the New York Times and, scot-free, just like Margaret Sanger and her eugenic statements. And when you're a liberal, you could say anything you want. It's all is forgiven at the altar of Roe v. Wade.
Exactly. And here she is, has become the iconic figure but yet in her heart of hearts had little concern for, you know, 50% of the women, roughly, if you want to put a percentage on it, you know, those that she identified as being imbecilic, the less thans, right?
Yeah, yeah, and Margaret Sanger, I mean, Sanger spoke to the Silver Lake, New Jersey women's chapter of the KKK, and that statement from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I mean, compare this to what Margaret Sanger said in her 1922 book, The Pivot of Civilization, which is probably Sanger's most famous book. She said there she preached segregation. She said that, quote, every feeble-minded girl or woman of the hereditary type, especially of the moron class, this is Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, should be segregated during the reproductive period. Otherwise, she is almost certain to bear imbecile children, who in turn are just as certain to breed other defectives. And she said here, Bill, if segregation isn't quite enough, well, then we need sterilization. Sanger
exactly.
said, segregation carried out for one or two generations would give us only partial control of the problem. We prefer the policy of immediate sterilization, of making sure that parenthood is absolutely prohibited to the feeble-minded. And she said, again, the founder of Planned Parenthood, the nation must become fully cognizant of the burden of the imbecile upon the whole human race. And she said that we need hundreds of millions of dollars to the care and segregation of men, women, and children who never should have been born. And, you know, so these are the populations that we don't want to have too many of.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, and not surprisingly, today her Planned Parenthood, which is America's leading abortion provider, and, you know, they might as well just take a picture of RBG and put it at the top of their website. She's like the face of Planned Parenthood. They're urging a no vote on Amy Coney Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Amy Coney Barrett with her 7 kids, 2 adopted, and one of them with Down syndrome, that's exactly what Planned Parenthood is fighting against, Bill.
Exactly.
That, yeah, they find that hideous.
It's reprehensible for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. She is, for the population controllers,
mm-hmm.
for people who believe that we have too many children, that the responsible thing to do is to limit one's birth. They see somebody like Amy Coney Barrett, what she's done is not noble, but ignoble, and something that needs to be stopped and literally contained.
She's the antithesis of RBG, isn't she, when you break it down? I mean, when you really understand, and you wrote about this a couple of years ago, and like so many things, especially when you are revealing that which is on the left, it gets hidden, swept away. People pay little attention. But now it's time to reconsider what you wrote and your current column on this expose of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Yeah, and in that column, so it's called Amy versus the Anti-Birthers.
Yes.
This is the American Spectator. And I also quote Ron Weddington, who's the abortion attorney in the Roe decision in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote a letter that he wrote to Bill Clinton. And he said to Clinton, you can start immediately to eliminate the barely educated, unhealthy, and poor segment of our country. The problem is that their numbers are not only replaced, but increased by the birth of millions of babies to people who can't afford to have babies. And he said here, Bill, he bragged about this. I was co-counsel in Roe v. Wade, and I have sired 0 children and 1 fetus, the abortion of which was recently recounted by my ex-wife in her book. I had a vasectomy in 1969 and never had 1 moment of regret. So to him, you know, that's his gift to the world, 0 population growth, and actually -1 when
yes,
the
exactly.
aborted baby. Yeah, and to people like that, Amy Coney Barrett is absolutely anathema.
You know, and I wonder if there's ever a moment in time of regret for him to realize that his only progeny had been eliminated at the modern altar of convenience and being aborted.
Yeah.
You just wonder if that even comes across, or is his conscience so seared that he has no capacity for that unborn child. I don't know. This is incredible, and what you bring out about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is enlightening, and we're going to go deeper into it when we come back. Stay with us. More from Paul Kengore after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Professor Paul Kengore continues. Paul, we just started to mention just a moment ago, and I brought this up in a tweet that I thought was quite interesting when all of a sudden all these Republicans were coming up with COVID, including the president. It started with Hope Hicks. Then we had, the president, the first lady, Senator Tillis. I mean, just go on to Mike Lee. All Republicans. And you go, What is going on? I mean, if you want to get into the conspiratorial, not that I do necessarily, but it's like this seems a little suspicious that it was only Republicans, and they're trying to, you know, in terms of tracing, they're trying to bring it back to, you know, what happened at the Rose Garden. In fact, a pastor that I'm familiar with in Southern California, I just saw that story on him, Greg Laurie, that he was diagnosed and with COVID, and he was there in the Rose Garden. So, I don't know. It just seems rather odd that, I mean, with all the testing and everything they do, and especially for that event, I mean, thank God that Amy Coney Barrett is okay right now.
Yeah, and I actually watched the event on C-SPAN, which frankly is the best place to watch it, right? There's no commentary, and they just put the camera there. And I got to tell you, Bill, I noticed so many people with their faces uncovered. I was watching Mike Lee, and I saw him hug people, and I saw Chris Christie walk out, and I thought, no, I don't know, guys. I mean, I know the virus is weakening and everything, but I believe Father John Jenkins as well. So, I mean, look, a bunch of people there did seem to get it. If you add up the dates on when President Trump got infected, I mean, it very well could be that he got it en route to the debate.
Yes.
Last Tuesday. I think that's actually a more likely scenario. I didn't know that Greg Laurie was there as well. He's one of my favorites. I've listened to him for probably 20 or 30 years. It could have started there. And I mean, liberals are super sensitive about masking up and, you know, doing exactly what the government tells them, except when Donald Trump tells them to do something, then they don't do it, right? But if a governor from a liberal state, Tom Wolf in my state, angry Andrew Cuomo in New York, or someone in Connecticut or New Jersey tells them, then they mask up and do whatever. But it's possible that there might have been a kind of a seeding of it there. Mm-hmm. I wish Donald Trump would have said this in the debate last Tuesday. He really could have stopped when Joe Biden was hitting Donald Trump on his, you know, supposed lack of responsibility in containing the virus. Trump really should have named Andrew Cuomo and Tom Wolf, the governors of Pennsylvania and New York, and what happened with the nursing homes.
Exactly.
And I remember, too, that there was a piece in the New York Times not that long ago, maybe about 4 months ago, and there was also one in the New Yorker, but one in the New York Times that said that New York City, quote, seeded, unquote, the outbreaks for the entire country. And both the New York and the New York Times, for as liberal as they are, they really rightly pin this on Mayor de Blasio and Governor Andrew Cuomo. And I mean, this may have started in Wuhan in China, but it came to the United States, into New York. And in fact, the New Yorker piece pointed out that Washington State actually had contained it. Mm. They did a really good job. It was in New York that really seeded the outbreak. And that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
Cuomo and de Blasio, really, if you're going to blame anyone, I don't know, Frank, let me say this. I don't know if you should blame anyone. It's pretty hard to contain a virus.
Right.
But if you're going to play this blame game, it'd probably be more fair to blame those two leaders than it would Donald Trump. Of all things, but of course they only want to blame Donald Trump. He's either in the bunker or out of the bunker. He's out too much or he's hiding too much. I mean, you know, which is it, Joe? Right? You know, pick your criticism and stay with it. Be consistent.
Exactly. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, Paul, is that we're still trying to figure this thing out. I mean, you got all these geniuses, and they follow the science, follow the scientists. The scientists have been all over the place. Dr. Fauci, I mean, if you do a timeline of recommendations that Dr. Fauci has presented, you'd see all these conflicts. I mean, they're so obvious.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, like, Joe Biden knows, and, like, he's going to get all the scientists together and these ideas, supposedly, that he's coming up with.
Oh, yeah, I mean, one room, Bill. He'll get them all together in one room. I'll get them all together in one room. Everyone's nodding at the TV. Oh,
how genius. I mean, look at, has he ever come up with an original idea himself? I mean, he's been known to plagiarize time and again. And things he keeps spouting are things that are already in play that Donald Trump has already done.
And I think that what Donald Trump said last week, this is really spot on. When Trump said, Joe, you do not have the energy to do what I went through the last, 6 to 8 months, that is quite literally true.
Right.
And say what you want about Donald Trump, but the man is a physical marvel. I don't know where this man gets his energy, Bill.
Yeah.
I really don't. I work out constantly. I eat super healthy. But, man, 10 o'clock at night, I crash.
Exactly. I could not. I used to, years ago, I used to live on 3 hours of sleep. Donald Trump still does at 74 years old. And maybe he might have cheated a little bit while he was dealing with this COVID virus. Maybe he went to 3.5 or something.
Right.
But something tells me it was probably minimal.
I don't know where he gets it.
Yeah.
And if anybody could bounce back and just spit at COVID,
yes,
it'll be Donald Trump. And the guy, the one thing the media has never done in all of this, if this was a Democratic president, they'd be in awe, right?
Oh, we absolutely.
So inspired by our leader. He is so vigorous. Look how he defies COVID, right? Look how he drives, they will look at something and do a complete reversal, complete flip, complete psychological flip, depending on whether the guy in the office has a D next to his name or an R. It's really quite remarkable.
And getting back to that, Paul, the other thing that needs to be considered here is that really we underestimated this whole situation with COVID. I mean, to such a degree that the Democrats could not get their eye off of impeachment, could not come alongside and say, wait a minute, our country's under attack here. And what did they do? Let's deal with impeachment. Let's deal with all these other things that had little to do with defeating this enemy. What did they contribute? Did they come to the table? Did they come into the room? Did they meet with the scientists, with the Faucis and Burks, and did they meet with the coronavirus, team that Trump had put together, being led by Mike Pence? No, all they did was repeatedly become critical. There was not one word of unanimity or anything that would bring the country together. It just, they took advantage of this and made it more divisive and caused us to be more at each other's throats during this period of time when we should have come together and realized we're under attack. I mean, this was the next 9/11. And imagine at 9/11 if the country would have just went its separate ways and said, hey, you're Republicans, you're Democrats, George Bush, you figure it out by yourself.
Yeah, Donald Trump made a really nice point in the debate when he said, Joe, you never called me to say, what can I do to help?
Yes,
and that's exactly right. I mean, that's really quite significant. And at the other end of this, as Trump pointed out too, I mean, look at how he's been meeting on a vaccine, this Operation Warp Speed. And there was a moment with Chris Wallace where Wallace said, "Well, Fauci says this, and the other doctor is a Redford. I can't remember his name.
Redfield."
Yeah. So they disagree with you on when a vaccine can come out. And Donald Trump said very calmly, as I saw him say numerous times in these COVID press conferences back in March and April, he said, look, I'm sorry, but reasonable people disagree. And I talked today with Moderna or Pfizer. I think it was that Tuesday. And I disagree. I think that we could have a vaccine earlier. And Trump said in a very level-headed, non-aggressive, non-mean and inflammatory way, he said different people have different views on this. And,
right.
And that's been true of him and Fauci from the very beginning.
That's what leadership does.
That's
leadership
right.
pushes the possibilities, Paul Kengor. I mean, if not, we would have never had a space race, and JFK would have never realized that vision, right? I mean, he could only talk about it. It would just been a dream. He is the professor of political science at Grove City College and author of Devil and Karl Marx.
Brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSC and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSC, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during the pandemic. More people are dying on the road despite quarantine. Now, more than ever, we must keep our eyes on the road, keep ourselves, our loved ones, and others around us safe.
This October, take the NSC Just Drive Pledge and commit to driving distraction-free. TheZebra.com will donate $1 for every pledge taken and match 100% of every donation made to NSC up to $5,000 until November 6th. Visit nsc.org/pledge to take the pledge and learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is waking up at the White House this morning, the president with nothing on his public schedule as he is continuing to be treated for the coronavirus. Dr. Kanta Akman is a pulmonologist who's treated patients who have COVID-19.
I have every confidence in Dr. Conley, and he has the very difficult task of being both the president's advocate in terms of as his patient and also being responsible for the president getting the best possible summation of advice.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi telling House Democratic leaders on a conference call Monday evening that her negotiations with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin are going very slowly. Mnuchin and Pelosi set to speak again today regarding a new coronavirus relief bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're going to be joining live and simulcast. This is always fun with Jeff Cruer when we ever get together and we're on each other's show live. Of course, Jeff is the Cajun Crusher, broadcasts out of Louisiana every day on WGSO 990 AM. And so our syndicated network will join with his. And in just a moment, we're going to be talking about today's Democratic Party and what's going on in the left. I mean, this has been talked about for quite a while, but it just keeps on going on. And that is just the angst of those on the left. I mean, they're bound and determined, you know, not to have a discussion to be able to, you know, convince us of their policies. And this has been going on for quite a while. And this is why they're so upset about what's going on potentially with the Supreme Court, because the odds were in their favor, you know, for a long time. And they just said, hey, that's just the way it was. And they would, you know, as they would do in other courts, they would court shop to make sure that they got the activist judge that they wanted to have, and they would just force it upon the people. Here it is. We're connecting right now with Jeff Cruer. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Can you hear me okay?
Bill, are you there?
Hey, I'm right here with you, buddy. Can you hear me?
Hi, my friend. Good morning.
Hey, I'm doing great. I was just doing the lead up here about the Democratic Party and how angry it has become. You know, there's not, you know, there used to be some, you know, some comedians out of the left that you could laugh at. And I had to laugh a little bit at Chris Rock over the weekend, you know, talking about, you know, the 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, you know, about Donald Trump having COVID, and that he was more concerned about COVID than Donald Trump.
Right, and Michael Moore saying, my thoughts and prayers are with COVID. Unbelievable.
Well, you know,
can you imagine anybody doing that if Barack Obama had come down with a serious illness, or any of the other Democrats, or even other Republicans? I can't imagine anybody facing this kind of abuse other than Donald Trump.
Well, it's Donald Trump. It's anybody that's conservative, Jeff. I mean, the battle lines are clear. This is what it's drawn up. But look, to me, the big takeaway after the Republican convention is that Donald Trump reminded everybody of why conservatism is right and good and healthy. And there should be no apologies made for conservatism. The Democrats would want us to, to apologize, to bend the knee and all that. But to what gain? I mean, when you look back historically at the major crossroads of this country, when critical decisions came to be and affected, it was conservatives. It was people, people like us that led the way. I mean, it wasn't the hard left that did this, and look what they're doing now, Jeff. Look what they're trying to do to our country.
You know, our last few conservative presidents, Ronald Reagan coming after the mess of Jimmy Carter, having to fix all Jimmy Carter's problems. Ronald Reagan was a fantastic president and set the course for us for decades. Mm-hmm. Now Donald Trump having to come in and clean up the mess of Barack Obama. And like Reagan, we need to give him a second term because he's got a lot more work to do, Bill. There's a mm-hmm. lot more cleanup that needs to occur. And, I'm worried with this election coming up, you know, with all the forces being arrayed against him, this hate from the Democrats is off the charts. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping he can be reelected. I mean, I think the country is really on the line here.
Mm-hmm. Well, our hope is that there's many reasonable people out there that are quiet. They don't want to get in the fray of it. They want to quietly go to the voting booth, choose their president, and reelect Donald Trump. Because you look at the background of Joe Biden. I mean, are you talking after 8 miserable years under Barack Obama, you didn't get enough of it? You want another 4, number one? Number two is that, think about it. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president,
right,
you're talking three Supreme Court justices that she would have had, the Democrats would have had.
That would have been it.
America would have been done.
That would have been it, yeah. And that's why I wrote the book, America's Last Chance, back in 2016. And, I mean, it's really the same situation now. I mean, because this next president, I think, is going to have more Supreme Court nominations as well. And I mean, just look at what the Democrats will do, Bill, if they get power. They'll end the filibuster. They'll give amnesty and citizenship to illegals. Mm-hmm. They're going to extend statehood to Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C. I mean, they're going to kind of lock in an electoral vote whereby they can never lose. So it'll be a one-party country.
This will be California, Jeff. This is what California has become, and this is what the United States of America could become. If you want to know what's going on, another, I'll tell you, a critical book that just came out that I highly recommend is Ted Cruz's new book, One Vote Away. You read that book, and you look at the history of the Supreme Court, and all but for one vote, the things that you and I are talking about right now, America would already be there. This is why the Supreme Court is so important. And what Donald Trump did early on when he ran the first time in saying, hey, here's the judges that I would nominate. Here's my list of 25 judges. And that was impressive. And the people got it. And this is why they one of the reasons why they elected Donald Trump and why they gave the power of the Senate to the Republicans so that this would happen. And so now here we come, you know, the clock is running out on the first term, which for all the stuff that the Democrats have put this president through, I think it's quite ironic. If you remember with A.G. Barr during that hearing, they would ask him a question and Bill Barr would start to answer the question. They go, I reclaim my time. I reclaim my time. And I'm saying maybe President Trump, for all the Russian collusion, the waste of time that the Democrats have cost not only this presidency, but, you know, the people, we the people, that maybe we the people and the president should tell the Democrats, we reclaim our 3.5 years of all the crud you put us through.
I know. I mean, they have put us through, because you're right, Bill. It's not just the president. It's his supporters. It's the nation. Hell. I mean, it's been hell.
63 million votes, Jeff. 63 million people voted for this president.
Yeah. And I'm hoping he's going to have even more on November 3rd. But, again, we're looking at a corrupt media. We're looking at these debates or jokes because the moderators are, liberal, working with Biden. Chris Wallace was a horrible moderator, I thought, and very biased. And so the president's always got to fight two on one. I mean, it's just amazing what he's got to do to win this election. He's got to take on more forces than any other president in history. But hopefully, if he's got the American people with him, he'll be successful.
Well, Chris Wallace followed the form of the mainstream media, as you know, and we've been calculating this, Jeff, as you have. 90-95% of the reports from the mainstream media on the president is absolutely negative. I mean, negative to the point that somehow you're going to think that somebody who's got himself locked away in a bunker is going to be better at handling COVID than the president of the United States who's been out there. What kind of, common sense would bring you to that conclusion?
I mean, there's none. I mean, the president has been, as you say, dealing with it, dealing with the governors, working on policy, Operation Warp Speed. He's been creating an incredible system here in this country to get this vaccine done. I mean, all his personal protective equipment, the ventilators, yes. The response. I mean, it's been incredible. I mean, and again, Obama, Biden left him with no resources, no supplies. I mean, very little preparation for this, and he had to create this from scratch. And, of course, he contracted COVID, which was terrible, but I think he's dealt with it in a courageous way. And now the liberals are all upset because he returned to the White House and took his mask off as he walked into the White House. And they're referring to him as Mussolini from the balcony. And, I mean, it's just so off the rails, Bill. These guys are just... They're crazy. They're literally crazy.
Well, all we can hope for, Jeff, as you and I continue to pursue the truth and report on the truth every day, is that our listeners and listeners across the country are getting it. And their critical senses are, though they may be quiet, but they are in full effect, and they're going to make the right decision come voting day across this country on behalf of all America. Jeff Cruer, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Appreciate
thank
the time.
You,
this report is sponsored by Bank of America. This year, the changing landscape has enhanced client expectations, shifting the way businesses think about serving clients. With National Customer Service Week approaching, now is the perfect time for businesses to evaluate how they can redefine the customer experience to better serve their clients. Holly O'Neill, Bank of America, Chief Client Care Executive.
Now more than ever, clients are looking for personalized solutions from the companies they're loyal to, especially their bank. At Bank of America, we are committed to making our clients' financial lives easier. This means anticipating client needs, delivering a consistent experience, and offering both digital tools and in-person service. Our high-tech and high-touch approach enables us to deliver on our promise of exceptional client care, ensuring our 66 million clients can bank with us when, where, and how they choose.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit bankofamerica.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Mark your calendars for Prime Day, October 13th and 14th, where Prime members worldwide get 48 hours to save big and shop early ahead of the holiday season. Prime Day will include more than 1 million deals globally across categories like TVs, smart home, fashion, furniture, toys, and much more. In addition to helping members save, Amazon is investing more than $100 million to help small businesses increase their sales and reach new customers. Katie Larson, Amazon, says,
today through October 12th, Prime members who spend $10 on eligible items sold by small businesses in Amazon's store will earn a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Amazon is also offering the Spend $10, Get $10 promotions at physical retail locations, including Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, Amazon Go stores, Amazon 4-Star, Amazon Books, and more.
Become a Prime member today and enjoy a 30-day free trial by visiting amazon.com/Prime Day.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got the judge in the house. Judge Jeanine Pirro is with us, a highly respected judge, former district attorney, elected politician, sought-after legal commentator, author, yes, best-selling author, and she's got another great book to talk about in just a moment. But before we get there, I just want to tell, just really give you an example of how bipartisan and Judge Jeanine is. She has two children, she has two dogs, and a pig. Okay, so how do you have a pig?
Well, actually, I had two pigs, and when I was a young prosecutor, I read Charlotte's Web to my kids, and they said, Mommy, can we have a Wilbur? I said, I'll give you two Wilbers. I was a guilt-ridden prosecutor. I was trying cases all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, P.S., everybody leaves, and I'm left with two pigs. And in the end, you know, Wilbur died several years back, but, you know, I ended up making them really soft food because, you know, the teeth rot and not a lot of vets take care of pigs. So, and they were pets. I love them. But anyway, I still have two dogs. I always have two.
Well, such is the pig story. So now you know for inquiring people. Now we also got to talk about her new book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. It is amazing what the left has been able to do, how often they accuse the president of lying. But they have the art of deflection down to a science, don't they?
Oh, they are so good at it, which is why I wrote Don't Lie to Me. Look, the left has been having a hissy fit since Donald Trump was elected. And whether it's the Russia collusion delusion, and I wrote Liars, Leakers, and Liberals on that, or the radicals' resistance and the revenge for their, you know, not being able to drag Hillary across the finish line, the left will say or do anything, including, you know, slowing the work of Congress because they would rather, you know, destroy Donald Trump. So this pandemic and the protests now are pretty much the subjects of my book, where the left would want to shut down the country, you know, damn the economy, and suicides up and alcoholism, you know, drugs, all that stuff. And, you know, they want to lock us down. But we can buy booze and we can buy weed, but we can't go to church.
Exactly.
And
go figure.
Locking us down and then opening the border to illegals and then defunding police and taking away our guns. I don't know about you, but that does not work for me.
Well, it's amazing. Ted Cruz just wrote also a very powerful book called One Vote Away. And you think about this, and you as a judge in the Supreme Court, where we'd be right now if Hillary Clinton would have been president, that would have meant three Supreme Court justices she would have nominated. We'd have been done, Judge.
Well, there's no question about it. And now we've got Joe Biden, who's the guy's running for president. He won't even answer if he's going to pack the court. He won't even answer if he's going to make the Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico states, which would then grant them more power. But the left is all about power. And Hillary Clinton and the left really believe in the leftist agenda, which is pretty much the agenda that we're seeing play out in the streets right now, where they tell us, don't believe your lying eyes, as they burn down cities, Portland, Oregon, Chicago, Minneapolis, Washington. It's just incompetent, killing cops. Their message and the fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris couldn't say a word about all of the violence going on until they got the numbers and they found out after the Republican National Committee, gee, people don't want violence. You know, then they said, oh, the protests shouldn't be violent. I mean, come on, America. Right. Can't you see what they're doing? It's time for us to dig our heels in and start fighting for this country.
Well, maybe Joe Biden and Kamala Harris read your book. They don't want to lie to you, Judge.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, when the Supreme Court says, you know, you can go to the casino and you can go to the movie theater, but only 50 of you, this was a few weeks back, only 50 of you can go to church because, you know, we're worried about the pandemic. And then in New York, they're letting them literally protest in thousands and thousands of people saying, this is your moment in history. But then now they're locking people down by zip code in New York. They're not reopening. So you talk about your average American. They were hit by the pandemic, not allowed to reopen, can't afford to reopen. And then the 1-2 punch, the second punch is the protest where police are not being deployed to businesses where they're being looted, burnt, and attacked by these anarchists. And Black Lives Matter, the organization, not the movement, is a communist Marxist organization that doesn't believe in the nuclear family. Look, these people don't believe in what we believe in. Kamala Harris is the most leftist senator in the United States Senate, and they talk about the Harris administration as though Joe Biden isn't even going to be around. Even Joe Biden talked about the Harris administration. So we've got to be very, very careful, because what will happen to us is what happened in Venezuela, where, you know, it was once an oil-rich country, and now, you know, women are giving birth on the side of the road, and it's a socialist nation. And we can't let that happen in America.
Well, this is why all hands on deck are required, Judge. We've been saying this repeatedly on this show. This is not a Republican thing, a Democratic thing. This is a red, white, and blue. This is an American thing. This is about the very founding of this country, the principles that we believe in. You, as a constitutionalist, you appreciate and embrace the principles of our U.S. Constitution. We cannot let that go.
Well, we can't let it go. I mean, the First Amendment freedom of speech is being taken down when they're politically correct nonsense, when it offends someone. You literally at work can trigger someone, and you can lose your job if you trigger someone. I mean, this is nonsense that's going on in this country. And, you know, the inability for Christians and to go to church and people to go to synagogue is an outrage. And then, you know, Kamala says we can confiscate your guns and the Constitution doesn't prevent us from doing that. Well, that's nonsense as well. Our job right now is to protect the Constitution, to make sure that we've got all of our rights intact, because once, if we lose this, because Joe Biden is a Trojan horse for the left, and I talk about this in the book Don't Lie to Me, and I've got footnotes all through the book to support my argument. If we lose this election, America will take a downturn that we can't come back from. These people don't want businesses to survive. They want socialism, not communism. And when they want bail reform, which is nothing more than a euphemism for, I don't want any bail. You commit a crime, you should be left out on the street. You commit another crime, you can stay out. You commit another crime, you stay out. We don't believe in jail. We think jail is unfair. And Kamala Harris, don't let the fact that she was a prosecutor kid you. She is pro-criminal now with the Minnesota Bail Fund raising money for these anarchists. And, you know, she's a chameleon. She'll do whatever she needs to do to get power, and that is a problem.
Well, Judge, in your book, you talk about, about the liberal lockdown, you know, what it's done, the psychological damage. I think this is going to take us a while to overcome the psychological impact of this lockdown. Do you think the same?
Well, yeah, I do. But I think that with President Trump getting COVID and his handling of the COVID, I think that's a perfect example of how the president is trying to run this country. What he's doing is he's saying, look, I've got COVID, but I'm still working. I've got COVID. I've got a suit and a shirt on. I mean, the man's 74 years old,
right,
and yet he fights every day. He takes incoming every day. He's worried about the stimulus. He's worried about the market. He actually called me before my show Saturday night. And when the White House operator said, are you available to speak with the president? I said, yes.
Yeah.
And he came on. He said, Janine, I want Americans to know how much I appreciate their prayers, their offers of support. I see them outside my window at Walter Reed. This is a president who doesn't hide in the basement the way the Democrats do and shut down business and let lawlessness rule. This is a president who believes law and order. And if you want to protect your family, you better make sure that Donald Trump is president, because that's not what the Democrats believe.
Well, speaking of that lie hiding in the basement, did you think it was quite rich when Joe Biden suggested that that President Trump was hiding in the bunker?
Yeah.
I mean, talk about projection.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's the old saying, you point one finger at someone, three of your own fingers point back at you. And it's been like that from the beginning with the Russia collusion. Oh, yeah, Donald Trump is a puppy. And yet it's Obama who's saying, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility after the election. And it's Hillary who sold our uranium to the Russian company, with $150 million going to her 501c3, alleged, which was an organized criminal enterprise. As a prosecutor, I can tell you that. And, you know, whenever they accuse the president of something, whether it was Ukraine, and, you know, then we've got Joe Biden's son going through Europe with a vacuum cleaner, sucking up money from the Ukraine, $3.5 million from the widow, from the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. And then $1.5 billion from China. I mean, these people are in it for themselves and for raw political power.
Judge, we have to leave things there. So give us your closing statement on your new book.
Well, the Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom is an up-to-the-minute commentary on what's going on in the country right now, what Americans are facing with this election. It is supported by fact. It is already, after 1 week, on the New York Times bestsellers list. And I'm very, very grateful to the people who've supported me in this book. But my mission on the book was to try to convince America that there is so much going on that we cannot risk. We cannot risk the liars getting into power, sucking up the money, lying to us because they don't care about us. They only care about themselves.
Get out there and vote for liberty, ladies and gentlemen. Do it now. Don't lie to me and stop trying to steal our freedom. Judge Janine Pirro. Thank you, Judge. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support, wear
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the